Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, November the 19th. And I'm happy to report that this annoying cold of mine is finally getting better after a full 14 days, no less. Thanks for putting up with me. And I hope you will call in this hour to find out how healthy your county is. That's right, your county. Our guest this hour has the results of an annual health checkup of Wisconsin's 72 counties and the city of Milwaukee, a checkup developed by the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. We will learn the healthiest counties in Wisconsin and the least healthy and why, and we'll talk about why this report is important. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. Please include your first name and your community with your email. You can find out how your county ranks. You can call in to ask a question about this report as we talk about the newly released Wisconsin County Health Rankings 2007. Our guest is Dr. Pat Remington, a professor and director of the UW-Madison Population Health Institute. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, let's spill the beans right away with you naming the five healthiest counties in the state.
Well, we do this report every year, and there's some changing of the healthiest counties. This year, Ozaukee and Waukesha County were 1 and 2, and followed by Eau Claire, Iowa, and Dane County.
Mm-hmm.
And those are quite a bit healthier, based on our measure of population health, than the counties at the bottom of the list.
And the counties at the bottom of the list?
Well, starting at the bottom was Menominee County, followed by, actually, the city of Milwaukee, Juneau, Marquette, and Adams County.
Yeah. And what are the factors that you measure to determine these rankings?
Well, we look at two broad ways to measure the health of the population. One is, we call it the health outcomes, and that would be analogous to an individual's current health state. And we do that two ways. One is the death rate or the mortality rate in the community, and that's a very long-standing measure of the health of the population and widely accepted across the world as probably the most important measure. In fact, we use it's called a premature mortality rate. So any death that occurs before the age of 74 is counted based on how early the death occurred. That is, an infant dying counts 74 times more than a death that would occur at 74 years of age. So it's a measure of premature or early death. Then the second measure we use is quality of life. And that is how people answer the question, how they would report their current health, and whether it's excellent, very good, good. And we use it, the percentage of people who say that their health is only fair or poor. And that turns out to correlate very well with both the individual's chance of dying early, but also it's a measure of the quality of life. And again, the overall goal in public health is to not only increase length of life, but quality of life. So these two measures combined measure the length and quality of life in each community.
So why, for example, then, is Ozaukee County considered the healthiest county in the state?
Well, Ozaukee County had the lowest premature mortality rate, and we call that years of potential life lost. And that means that, ideally, everybody would live a long and healthy life to at least life expectancy, 75 to 80 years of age. And they had the fewest years of potential life lost of any county in the state. And that happens across the lifespan. Again, it means that Ozaukee County had sort of top 10, meaning the lowest mortality rates, in every age group up till age 65. And then second is that they were the second best in the state as far as the percent of people who said they were in fair or poor health. Only 7 to 8% of adults in Ozaukee County said they were in fair or poor health. Now, a lot of people feel that that measure is subjective, but it turns out that when you measure it across a population, that a population like Ozaukee County, where only 7 to 8% of people feel they're in fair or poor health, that compares to the other end of the spectrum, where in Menominee County, 21% of adults felt their hair that their health is fair or poor. Mm-hmm. 20% in Juneau County, and that's close to a threefold difference in the quality of life. So again, not only are there pretty dramatic differences in premature mortality, but also quality of life.
There is also, I would think, a difference in per capita income for these two counties.
Well, those are, so we just talked about mm-hmm. the health outcomes. The second major category that we measure are what we call the health determinants, and those are things that determine or predict or risk factors for future health. And again, just as individuals would be could be measured on a checkup, how's your health today, they could also be asked a series of questions about their job, behavioral risk factors or lifestyle issues, also the quality of their health care, and then their home and their environment could be measured. So we look at these four different categories: health care, health behaviors, social and economic factors, and the physical environment. And we have about 35 different measures across all of these health determinant areas. And it turns out when you look at those health determinants, Ozaukee County ranks number one in the state. They have the best rate of health behaviors and the highest rate of social and economic factors of any counties in the state.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take a weather break, and then we will continue talking about the health of Wisconsin, the newly released Wisconsin County Health Rankings for 2007. Do you want to know where your county stands? Do you have a question or a reaction to this annual health checkup? 1-800-642-1234 or 263-1890 or talk at WPR.org. Our guest is Dr. Pat Remington, director of the UW-Madison Population Health Institute, which compiles the rankings. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 18 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Monday, November the 19th. Coming up this afternoon between 4 and 6, it's At Issue with Ben Marins. Preparing your home for seasonal change is one thing, but how about climate change? After 5, Ben and his guest will discuss how to protect your home from the potentially devastating effects of global climate change. That's after 5 this afternoon. We're talking about our health, the health of Wisconsin counties, county by county, and talking about the healthiest counties in the state and the least healthiest counties in the state and why that is, and the implications of this annual ranking. And welcoming your thoughts and questions at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Our guest is Dr. Pat Remington. He's a professor and director of the UW-Madison Population Health Institute, which released last week this annual health checkup, the Wisconsin County Health Rankings for 2007, which found Ozaukee County as the healthiest county in the state and Menominee County the least healthiest. And we're talking about why that is, what factors were ranked. And Dr. Remington, you were talking about that Ozaukee County not only had a good ranking in terms of the death rate and the quality of life ranking, but also had the best when it comes to all these other measurements, including socioeconomic factors and health behaviors. Do you specifically ask people, I mean, do you smoke, do you drink, that kind of stuff?
Yes, there. Each year in the state, the state health department, with funding from the Centers for Disease Control, conducts what they call the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System. That's a fancy name for telephone calls to individuals, adults in the state, asking them a variety of questions, from factors that you mentioned, smoking, alcohol use, physical activity, but also access to health care, quality of life, and diet and exercise patterns. Mm-hmm. So all that information is used across all the counties. And then the second area where information is obtained is from the U.S. Census and from educational systems. So the social and economic factors are reported from the U.S. Census and from graduation rates. And then there is another measure that is reported called the social disruption, and it's a percent of single-family homes and also divorce rates in communities. And so these, and your original question was about, people tend to ask, isn't this just about Ozaukee County being one of the wealthiest counties in the state? And certainly that contributes in two ways. One is we find that people, individuals, and communities with higher income and education tend to have healthier behaviors and better access to health care. So, and those factors are important determinants of health. And then the second thing is research has shown pretty convincingly that independent of that relationship, that people with more secure income, better education, seem to have longer and healthier lives. And the research is being conducted right now on the reasons why. Mm-hmm. It may be a fact of getting up every morning and having less stress during the day and during the evening, when you have a secure job and more stable life compared to somebody who might be worrying every day about the next meal.
Sure. Well, lots more to talk about, but we have some callers waiting, so let me go to Don in La Crosse. Hi, Don.
Hi. My first question is my hometown of Colfax is in Dunn County, so I was just curious what the ranking for there was.
Well, I can look here. It'll just take me a second because
there's a lot of them.
Yeah, well, one of the interesting things is that the focus of the county rankings tends to be on the top and the bottom of the list, and that's sort of what makes the news. But we hope that every community, Dunn County, for example, is 18th overall, so it's in the what we call the top quarter of counties. It's better in mortality, about 15th, and even better in, it's 27th in quality of life. And so that puts it into a category of the top quarter of counties. Certainly there's areas of improvement, but it's not at the bottom of the list. And then for the health determinants, it's not quite as good. It's health care measure and health behaviors are 50. In the mid-50s, and so it's worse than average on those two measures.
My second question for you was, do you notice that counties have a higher ranking if they have, the people of the county have access to major health care providers?
Well, that's one of our measures. That's an interesting question, because sometimes when you ask people about the health of a community, the first thing that comes to mind is quality and access to health care. And first, in our model, we count the health care quality and access, and we're trying to measure that as best we can. But we don't. It turns out that the overall health of individuals and communities is affected by health care, but it's not a very significant contributor. That is, health care is best for people when they're sick, but it has relatively little to do with how well people are, and that's largely determined by an individual's lifestyle and the social and economic factors and their factors in the environment. So that healthcare counts, and it's correlated with the overall health determinants, but it's not as well correlated as the other factors, health behaviors and social and economic factors. And it turns out we count about 80% of the overall determinants of health are caused by the health behaviors and social and economic factors. And you can debate whether health care should be given more weight, but in Wisconsin and in the U.S., our current health care system really doesn't contribute as much as we think to overall population health.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks very much for the call, Don. We also had another caller who I guess couldn't wait, or we lost him on the cell phone, wanted to know what about accidents like car crash deaths or violence level crime, you know, rankings? How does that play into your report?
We, in the health determinants factor, we consider violence as an important contributor of health. When you measure health behaviors, it's really hard to measure an individual or community's likelihood to have a be in a violent relationship or be at risk of violent death. So we actually use a measure of a proxy for that measure, and we use the two types of measures. One is motor vehicle crashes, and in a way, those are called unintentional injuries, but certainly it is a violent a measure of violent death. And then the second is actually a measure of violent crime. It's reported annually by the Office of Justice Assistance, the Department of Justice, we see quite a bit of variability in violent crime in the state. And we believe that communities with lower rates of violent crime would be healthier communities overall than communities at the other end of the spectrum with some of the highest rates of violent crime.
Yeah. This particular caller was interested in, you know, maybe that's why the city of Milwaukee scored so low in terms of health, and a suburb like Waukesha scored so high.
It's a good point. So in we looked at several years, 3 or 4 years of data, and it's the measure is called violent crime, and the city of Milwaukee actually had one of the highest rates of violent crime, in fact, considerably higher than the rest of the state, 927 crimes per 100,000 residents, only surpassed by Menominee, which was actually almost 1,000 crimes per 100,000 residents. And those are rates, so it's controlled for the size of the population. At the other end of the spectrum, you have some communities like Wood County with only 38 crimes per 100,000. Dane County would be somewhere in the middle with 240. And if you looked at Ozaukee County, actually it's not as, it's ranked seventh, so it's in the top 10. So caller's right that these factors seem to cluster, that communities with low social and economic factors, poor graduation rates, high unemployment also tend to have higher crime. And it really points towards the purpose of this county health ranking, which is to not consider health sort of one problem at a time, but to look at the entire spectrum of the causes of poor health and really to address them collectively.
We're talking about the newly released Wisconsin County Health Rankings for 2007, which found the five healthiest counties in Wisconsin being Ozaukee, Waukesha, Eau Claire, Iowa, and Dane, and the five least healthy counties, Menominee, the city of Milwaukee, Juneau County, Marquette, and Adams. And we welcome your question from your county, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine at 636 on this Monday, November the 19th. We are talking about a newly released report, an annual health checkup of all of Wisconsin's 72 counties. And we're welcoming your call if you'd like to find out where your county ranked in the healthiest and least healthy counties in Wisconsin. Call 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. We are talking with Dr. Pat Remington, a professor and director of the UW-Madison Population Health Institute, which puts out this annual Wisconsin County Health Rankings. And our next caller is Chaz in Oneida. Hi, Chaz. You're on the air.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yes, I just had two questions. One is around the relationship of the study to policy development and changes in the county level as well as the state. And then secondarily, how does this relationship of the county study relate to the larger national and international movements around the healthy communities?
Well, it sounds like you know a little bit about this issue, because those are probably the two most important questions that I could think of. First of all, the entire intent of this program is not to record and blame. Again, the analogy, if you came in to see your physician and he or she said you had poor health, you wouldn't want to just walk out of the office with that diagnosis. You'd want to either a treatment plan or some referral to do something about it. And it's clearly important. The major effect of policies, educational policies, economic growth policies, issues of behavioral policies like clean indoor air policies and school health policies, all of those are issues that communities can examine. We would really like to compare and contrast the policy environment, which communities have the best social economic policies that then we know those influence graduation rates and job development and have an important effect downstream on health outcomes. So that's it's an important point, and we hope that by calling attention, in particular to the counties with the worst health, that there is a tremendous need to improve policies and the entire state, that Wisconsin is only as healthy as its least healthy community and has a overall responsibility to really level the playing field so that each community can experience good health outcomes.
Yeah.
So, and the second question is, this is an international movement, the Healthy Communities movement. It's become clear that health in the population is not just an issue of health care, and that solutions need to be arrived at outside of the healthcare system. Clearly, medical professionals and hospitals have an important role, but it requires the business community, media, academics, employers, everybody really has a responsibility, because, again, solutions aren't just in one area. They're going to be broad-based in a community.
Right.
So it's an international movement.
Can you, Dr. Remington, though, give us a concrete example of some sort of policy that might lift the rankings of the bottom counties in your study?
Well, it's hard to do that overnight in the measure of health outcomes. Those take years to affect mortality rates and measures of the quality of life. So most of the programs and policies that would be implemented would have an impact on the health determinants, and then we know through decades of research that communities will have better health outcomes down the road. But you could just go down the list, access to health care. This is something that this country could take care of with a policy to provide universal access. Some communities can improve access to care. That's, of course, a challenging thing to do, but there is variation in the measure of access to care and quality. So healthcare quality could be improved community by community by looking at better systems of reporting, more transparency, the whole healthcare movement to try and allow people to know the cost and quality of the care they're being provided. Second area is in health behaviors. We know very well the impact of clean indoor air policies, for example. Appleton and Madison are the only two communities in the state which provide to employers and to the public clean indoor air universally, not just in public places and restaurants, but in taverns also. It's an incredibly important policy for health protection, but also to set the standard for a healthy community. And you could go down the list. Now, it is harder when you get into the areas of social and economic factors regarding policies that can improve educational outcomes. If it was easy, it'd be done in every community. But investing more in better quality education and job development does return on that investment. And again, it's not going to happen overnight. You won't see improvements in mortality rates the next year. It'll be a number of years or even a decade down the road.
Yeah. Just out of curiosity, when you mentioned Appleton and its it's a Clean Indoor Air Act or the smoking ban. Outagamie County is number 7 on the list, and Outagamie County is where Appleton is. Go ahead.
It is true that this is not a simply urban or rural difference. There are urban or suburban or rural communities that are healthier than others, and it's a multitude of factors. And it appears that Appleton has put in place more health policies that will, down the road, lead to better health.
Next, we go to Joseph in Hartford. Hi, Joseph. You're on the air.
Hello, Joy.
Morning.
I was just wondering how Washington County ranks on the border of Ozaukee County. And have a great day, Dr. and Joy.
All right. Thank you very much. Washington County, Dr. Remington?
Well, Washington County has been in the top 5 in the past. It's a suburban community, a Milwaukee suburban community. It ranks 8th overall in health determinants, in health outcomes, top 10, again, in mortality, 7th. And that's not unexpected because it's one of the healthiest counties in overall health determinants, ranking 4th. 6th in health care, 9th in health behaviors, and 4th in social and economic factors. But like the other suburban communities of Milwaukee, it ranks near the bottom, and I haven't talked much about the importance of the physical environment. Although that doesn't contribute as much as health behaviors and social and economic factors, the quality of the air and water and the built environment are very important, and Washington County is near the bottom at 70th in the state.
And that's specifically air pollution type things?
We combined 3 different measures, the water quality, air quality, and then measures of the built environment. And in that we have the percent of people who commute to work alone. We know that air pollution by automobiles is an important health problem, and communities that are looking at alternative transportation, mass transportation, will be healthier than communities that don't. Also, we look at radon levels in homes and lead poisoning. So it's a pretty comprehensive measure of the physical environment, quality of air, water, and the built environment. And again, this is an area where rural counties, in particular some of the poorest rural counties, Menominee has been the top county in the state with respect to the physical environment. It ranked 3rd last year. But at the other end of the spectrum, you have Washington County ranking 70th, and some counties like Portage ranking at the bottom of the list towards 71. Dane County is 72nd.
Yeah, we are talking about the health of our counties, all 72 of them, an annual report put out by our guests, Population Health Institute. Dr. Pat Remington, our guest, professor and director of the UW-Madison Population Health Institute, and last week releasing this 2007 Wisconsin County Health Rankings, and welcoming your thoughts and questions for him at 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We're finding out why Ozaukee County is the healthiest county in the state and Menominee County the least healthy, and everybody in between. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, 13 minutes before 7 o'clock. Coming up after 7, it's our State Capitol Report, and we'll focus in on Wisconsin's school funding formula and an effort at the state capitol to revamp it. That's coming up in our next hour. Right now, we're talking about the health of our counties in the state of Wisconsin with Dr. Pat Remington. And we will welcome your call if you're curious about how your county ranks in this annual health report card. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. As mentioned, Ozaukee, Waukesha, Eau Claire, Iowa, and Dane counties were the 5 healthiest counties, the 5 least healthy counties, Menominee, the city of Milwaukee, Juneau County, Marquette County, and Adams County. And in fact, I'm going to go to Bob in Westfield since he's from Marquette County. Hi, Bob.
Hi. I was wondering, were there any particular factor that caused Marquette County to be in the bottom of the list there? And also, I mean, our county is small. We have about a 12,000 population for the whole county. The majority of the people are over 60. Is that leading factor to cause us to be in the bottom of the list there?
Two good questions. Mm-hmm. Age is an important, obviously, predictor of mortality. Older populations have higher mortality rates. And also, people as they get older tend to find their health to be worse and more likely to say they're in only fair and poor health. So we control for those factors. We in a way, level the playing field. We only compare across age groups. So these data, it's called age adjustment, and it's an important thing to do. So age alone is not the reason for Marquette's low ranking. In fact, Marquette has ranked 70th in the percent of people who just on the phone say they're only in fair or poor health, about 19%. And it's 68th in mortality. So those are pretty objective measures of poor health. Now, when we look at Marquette County for health determinants, it ranks 69th. So it's a county challenged not only by poor health outcomes, but 70th in health care. And those are people who say that they have trouble seeing a doctor or don't have insurance. 72nd in health behaviors and 55th in social and economic factors. So clearly, Marquette's an example of a rural community that's challenged not only by healthcare access and quality, but also by unhealthy behaviors. Mm-hmm. And it's not unlike a number of counties in central Wisconsin, across the Sand Counties, Juneau, Adams, ranking near the bottom of the list.
Yeah. Before we go back to the phones, Dr. Remington, you have been doing this for, about 5 years?
This is the fifth time we've done it.
Anything this time around that was particularly surprising to you or troubling to you?
Well, we do see, perhaps as troubling as anything, is the fact that we continue to see disparities. This is not something you'll see move overnight, but the differences between the top and the bottom counties in the state of Wisconsin is really quite dramatic, and it's across just about every determinant. And so, again, it's not that that's changed, but it is mm-hmm. surprising that Wisconsin has so much health disparity. In particular, Menominee County has almost three times the rate of premature mortality rate. Now, Menominee County's seen tremendous improvements, but again, it's so challenged by high rates of premature mortality. I think the take-home message is that health is determined broadly. And you, during the break, mentioned an upcoming show to talk about school formula, mm-hmm. an educational formula. That is not often considered as a health intervention, but there's solid evidence to say that if you invest more in schools and in children, you get better outcomes, not just in test taking and in economic stability, but also in health. And the intent of this report is to really view health very broadly, so that when people talk about investing in education and formulas that could perhaps redistribute some of the income and wealth across the state, not based on number of people live in the community, but based on health outcomes, so that you can try and reduce the disparities we see.
Next, we go to Bob in Fox Point. Hi, Bob.
Hi. Going back to age, I'm 80, and what I'm concerned about is the health prospects for 80-year-olds in Milwaukee County and the various counties. As kind of a unfortunate sideline, been married twice, and both my wives passed away. I wonder if there's a gender breakdown, too.
It's a good question. We don't look at differences between the health of men and women. We combine them. And our mortality measure, as I pointed out, is a measure of premature mortality, but we do ask questions of the entire population. So if an individual's 80, 85 or 90 years of age and answers the phone, talks to an interviewer, we can see measures of quality of life and through this single question. What you talk about, though, is extremely important as a measure of health. It's not only how healthy the residents are, particular in the aging population, it's how healthy the community is in ability to serve the needs of people as they age. What are the care facilities in communities to allow people to live at home and have the social support that's so important for good health outcomes? Again, that's an area, perhaps another thing that we've learned from this, Joy, is that we get calls from communities, and now after 5 years, they say, okay, we know that we are challenged in the health outcomes, and we have challenges in our social and economic and health behaviors. Let's start talking about things we can do. What are the policies and programs in communities that have been shown to work, and let's get working on those. And so we're moving really from simply an assessment to an action phase. And again, that's part of the Healthy Communities initiative. And to get back to the caller's question, this would be an area to look in his community and compare across the state. Which state, which community or county in the state provides the best community care for senior citizens? And if we had that information, that certainly would lead to downstream healthier communities, people who would be reporting that their health is better than just fair or poor.
Thanks, Bob, for the call. Wayne in La Crosse is with us now. Hi, Wayne.
How are you?
Good. And what would you like to know?
I'd like to know where La Crosse stands and why.
Let me just look at the report here. La Crosse is one of the healthier communities in the state, ranking 11th last year in health outcomes and 21st in health determinants. If anything, it's fairly uniform, right around the top 10 to 15 in the state. The most challenging aspect is the physical environment, and La Crosse ranking 67th in that area. And this brings up an important question. For example, for a La Crosse County or any county like Ozaukee ranking pretty healthy, we don't want communities to be lulled into a feeling that sort of they're, you know, at the top of the list and therefore there are no important health problems. It's been pointed out that even the healthiest county has 5% of the residents uninsured, mm-hmm. and rates of physical inactivity of 50% or obesity rates of 25%. So in a way, the rankings is a opportunity once a year to compare and contrast across the state, but we don't want to lull healthier communities into complacency that having these high rates of uninsurance and poor health behaviors is anything that people shouldn't worry about, that there's always room for improvement. Again, even educational outcomes, income, employment rates, it's even more important for the counties at the bottom of the list, but there's always important work to be done in a place like La Crosse County that's fairly healthy compared to the rest of the state, but has the health officer there, Doug Mormon, pointed out that there's still a lot of work to do to make La Crosse even healthier.
Thanks, Wayne, for the call. An email from Lou in Montreal, Wisconsin. I'm interested in where Iron County fits in the rankings being discussed. However, I wonder if the study factored in the availability of all health facilities and providers in nearby Ironwood, Michigan, since Iron is a border county. The same would be true of, say, Superior, where there are health facilities across the bridge in Duluth, Minnesota.
Well, you're asking all the questions that... We hope our graduate students in our public health program ask. It's a important thing to point out that we talk to people who live in Iron County. We ask them about their access to health care, about their level of insurance, access to dentists, for example. And then we look at Medicare data, and that's based on where people live also and the percent of people who've had preventive checkups. One of the things we've tried to do is access the healthcare data, quality data in the state. And for Iron County, and in fact, Douglas County and all the border counties, those people get care outside of the state, and that is not reported to our Wisconsin hospital discharge system. So for that, we don't have a good idea on the quality of inpatient hospital care. That's, again, provided in a Michigan or a Minnesota hospital. We'd like to be able to have those data systems report to us quality based on where people live as opposed to where they get their care, but we're not there yet in that data system. So the information that we have, for example, for Iron County, ranking about 28th in health determinants, but in health care, 69th. It's right at the bottom of the list as far as people saying it's tough to get health care and measures of quality. And that's based on where they live.
And I'm afraid we're out of time. We did get some calls wondering where to find this information. We have an email or a website of pophealth.wisc.edu.
Right. And then /UWPHI for Population Health Institute.
We'll try to put that on our website. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Joy.
Dr. Pat Remington, Professor Director of the UW-Madison Population Health Institute. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.